The White House says it will keep up the pressure on Iran now that Iranian officials announced they're exceeding prescribed limits on the production of low-enriched uranium. The AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The White House sent out a statement that the U.S. will never allow Iran to develop nuclear weapons and that the nuclear deal, which the U.S. abandoned in May, should have never allowed Tehran to enrich uranium at any level. President Trump was asked if he had a message for Iranian leaders about exceeding enrichment limits.
No message to Iran. They know what they're doing. They know what they're playing with. And I think they're playing with fire.
The White House says President Trump discussed the situation with the president of France, which remains in the nuclear deal, along with many other European nations and China. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Several world leaders are responding to Iran's uranium stockpile. You can read those statements on voanews.com. The cleanup is underway Tuesday at the Hong Kong Legislative Council building after protesters stormed the council's building. It was part of ongoing demonstrations against a government attempt to allow suspects to be sent to China for trial. Protesters shattered glass, sprayed pro-democracy slogans, and defaced portraits of lawmakers during a three-hour occupation of the building Monday. Legislative Council President Andrew Leung condemned the protesters' attack.
I believe many Hong Kong people will share the same feeling with me, that we are saddened by what happened last night. For the best interests of Hong Kong, I hope that all of us could find the way forward rationally.
Leung also said repairs would take a long time and that a number of meetings before the July summer recess would be canceled. This is VOA News. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security is investigating a report that current and former Border Patrol agents are part of a Facebook group posting racist, sexist, and violent posts about migrants and Latin American lawmakers. The ProPublica investigative site says the posts include sexually explicit images and remarks mocking migrant deaths. ProPublica says the agents accused Democrats and liberals of possibly faking the recent photograph of the man and his daughter lying face down in the river dead. Other alleged remarks included plans to throw burritos at Hispanic members of Congress visiting the detention centers. Border Patrol Chief Carla Provost says the Facebook posts are completely inappropriate and contrary to the honor and integrity I see and expect from our agents day in and day out. The situation in Sudan remains intense after at least 11 people were killed in the latest mass protests in recent days, demanding a transition to civilian rule in the country. Protests also happened in solidarity in dozens of cities around the world over the weekend. For VOA, Jason Patinkin talked to protesters in the U.S. city of Chicago.
The rallies that took place in Chicago and other cities were in support of mass demonstrations in Sudan on Sunday, which opposition leaders called a millions march. International support for the Sudan demonstrations has been organized online with the hashtag #BlueForSudan, encouraging people to wear blue to show solidarity with Sudan's protesters. In Chicago, some non-Sudanese people joined the rally.
People are being shot down, and it's horrible. And you, one person, one email, one phone call can do anything. Call your senators, email your senators.
With support growing around the world, efforts to return Sudan to civilian rule are far from over. Jason Patinkin for VOA News, Chicago.
The U.S. has sent nearly a dozen Air Force F-22 stealth fighters to the Persian Gulf state of Qatar. This comes amidst continuing tensions with Iran. The Air Force arm of U.S. Central Command said the F-22 Raptors arrived last week at Al Udeid Air Base to defend American forces and interests. Four B-52 strategic bombers were deployed to Al Udeid days after a May 5th White House announcement that the USS Abraham Lincoln Aircraft Carrier Strike Group also was being rushed to the region. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. You can go there for the very latest. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
VOA 1, the voice of